USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments around the world are quickly responding to a new COVID-19 variant, first reported in South Africa.
President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and seven other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases, tells CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue, with not one but two storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Litvinovka coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials. The rescuer was found as operations continued at the coal mine after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. Officials say the explosion may have been caused by methane gas. The victims of the coal mine explosion suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case. 43 miners have been hospitalized, with four of them listed in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're a man who's a bit overweight, likes kids, and needs a few bucks this holiday season, you might consider this.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season have said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.